we are on to Cincinnati, literally and figuratively, as a show. Have you begun any of your preparations, your packing? My wife said today, are you going to do any packing in advance? You're going to do the thing you always do.
The thing you always
do. Where you pack at midnight and then you fly out at 7 a.m. And that is exactly what I'm going to
do. You're going to be doing that.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I had my first cursory glance at where we are in the laundry cycle.
Okay.
Right where I'm going, what's not going to be available to me at all? Like certain underwear that won't be there. Socks I know are just long gone. There's no chance they come back by Saturday evening or even Sunday morning. So, you know, I'm just trying to make my evaluations in that regard.
What are you going to wear to the game? Do you have any team apparel that you would wear to the game?
No, nothing that says the stupid name on it.
But it could say Redskins or just be the colors of the team. I think I'm going with neutral colors because I haven't worn team gear in many, many years.
I'm probably going burgundy and sold shirt from 106.7 The Fan Shop.
That's pretty good. I'll do that, actually. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or winning off the field. I've got one of
those. Oh, yeah, one of those. Yeah, I've got one of those,
burgundy
too.
And gold winning off the
I
field.
I could do that.
That might be my play. Because that is not a team-issued item.
Right.
Or like, press box Paulson, I'm a neutral colors guy at games. You know that, of course.
Well, if you're in the press box, you can't be rah-rahing.
Well, but you can take press box Paulson out of the press box, but you can't take him out of the Paulson.
Well, that's fair. I see that.
Like, even if you sit him in the crowd, he's still going to be press box.
Are you whooping and hollering? Are you, like, let's say first play, little play action. Now, that's where we don't see that much right here, but that's where the quarterback would fake the ball to the running back to help enhance the passing game. Again, it's not something that we're doing much of.
And then they throw a screen to the left.
No.
Behind the line of screen.
Not in this case. Okay. This is Terry McLaurin, receiver for the team. Now, he's only got 39 yards through two games. Kind of like...
Terry's catching it?
Yeah, he's been acting like
a... minus two.
No, he's been acting kind of like a fullback, like an Alex Armas type receiving total at this point.
Route.
This is a little stutter go. This is a deep ball.
Sails over his head by six.
No.
Okay.
Daniels throws it, and this time Terry McLaurin catches it. And there's room in front of him to run, and he does run.
Yeah.
And he runs into the end zone. First play of the game. It's dialed up. Touchdown. Your reaction is?
70 yards to the crib.
70 yards to the residence.
Oh, I am punching you in the ribs. I'm screaming.
You're screaming.
Oh, yeah. We're getting loud.
Well, that's not Press Box Paulson. That's Fan Paulson.
Well, I mean,
we like that guy.
The good folks at Condori and Murad are taking us on the road.
Yeah.
They don't want us to be squares
just sitting there
on our hands. We got to give the fellows a good time.
So to me, like, Press Box Paulson immediately has a tweet ready. Like, good look here. Good dial up from Kingsbury.
Oh, the tweet will come.
Great throw.
The tweet will come. I will say, though, and people need to prepare for this in advance, I'm at the game.
Yeah.
I'm doing it on a phone without my laptop.
Yeah.
There will be way less tweetage.
Uh-huh.
And what kind of major observations am I going to make? If I see an open receiver, you know, Luke McCaffrey, you guys wouldn't know this based on his targets or catches, but he is the third most open receiver in terms of separation score in football
over the first couple
of weeks of the season. You know, if I see him running free, maybe that's an observation we'll make. If I see Jaden Daniels rip off a 57-yard run, I'm going to tell you about 2012 and how fun that was. And haven't seen anything like that around here in a long time. If I see Daniels drop a dime for a touchdown, we'll break it down a little bit. But there's just going to be less ability for me to really dig in the lab.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have all my notes. I'm not going to have my special little stack packets that I normally work with. I can't tell you the last time someone had a 75-yard touchdown catch. All that stuff's not going to be available to me at my fingertips. So it's just going to be a little bit of a different mode for me.
Different
at the game.
Vibe. Which are you comfortable with that?
It's not my preference.
Right.
But what I like is hanging out with good people.
I get what you're saying.
Fellowship and camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And I like being on the road. Would I prefer to... Am I most in my own habitat with a dress shirt and khakis sitting in the press box? I am. Yes, no doubt about it. But am I going to enjoy myself punching Danny Ruye in the ribs every time Jaden
There's
going to
be so many rib punches, by the
moves
way.
Moves the chains.
I'm going to have to wear like one of those like a quarterback flat jacket things.
You will be questionable for next week with a rib.
My oblique is in danger.
Either a cracked rib or what does Chris Sims get that like he went to the hospital with like a spleen thing from getting hit so hard in the ribs? Maybe you'll have a spleen thing.
I think that's right, yeah.
I don't want you to have a spleen thing, but
yeah,
you
please
might.
Don't give me a spleen thing. That sounds terrible.
It's not my idea. It's just, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe Jaden Daniels lights it up. We don't know.